I'm here at the Ramada at Shaw's Bridge, where businesses are gathering just behind me to talk about the importance of cross-border trade, and in particular, what a potential Brexit could mean for businesses in Northern Ireland. And Neil Parker from First Trust Bank's Treasury team is with me. So, Neil, many of the businesses here today, what sort of things will they be concerned about?
Good morning, Clodagh. I think there's a real nervousness around a period of uncertainty in the lead-up up to a potential Brexit. And studies have suggested that there could be significant falls in GDP if it does happen. And obviously, as a province, we're a net exporter to the Republic of Ireland, and it's no surprise to anybody, the strength of the pound has had a real impact on businesses over the last while. And things like that, along with the associated time lags and uncertainty post a referendum, are things that local businesses really need to be worried and concerned about and actually consider the impacts of on their business.
And do you think that businesses located in border areas, will this be particularly relevant to them?
I think as a province it's so small and so easy to actually put our products across the border that it's right across the province. We're seeing companies obviously exporting from not just the border areas but right across. So I think it will be an issue that we'll have to consider right across the province.
And the pound has been very strong, as you mentioned, which it can be difficult for our exporters in terms of competition. What role do you think exchange rates then would play in the event of a Brexit?
I think the exchange rates have a real role to play. I think the euro probably has found a floor now at 74p. I think what we're seeing is it's probably going to bounce off that. A lot of that is in and around the interest rate expectations, what the Bank of England are going to do. We keep moving that out. It keeps getting pushed out probably towards the end of 2016. I think what you'll see now is probably the euro will bounce off 74p, potentially back towards 70p. And I don't think the impact of the Bank of England putting up interest rates is going to have the massive boost on the pound that we previously once would have thought. So hopefully that's good for us as a province, and hopefully that will take a little bit of pressure off the bottom line margins.
And you mentioned the uncertainty, obviously a big question mark, which businesses don't like. They like to plan as far ahead as possible. Do you think that that uncertainty will be detrimental in the long term?
I think it's something what you just have to consider as part of normal business planning. And I suppose what I would say is if anybody is concerned about the impacts of exchange rates, is to talk to your bank, because all the banks have things that can help you actually manage through that risk. And each of the banks have experts who actually help you through that. So don't feel you're on your own. There are people there who can help you.
Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, Neil. And speaking of exchange rates, as they stand this morning, a pound is worth $1.55 and €1.35, and that makes a euro worth 74 pence.